Hey, this is Simone from Kid Gulliver and Sugar Snow, and you are listening to Strike the Box with Chris Major on WMFO Medford, Mass.
Nothing more to say. That's the name of the song. No, I have a lot more to say, but we just finished up with some Woggles. With Nothing More to Say, a new single from Wicked Cool Records. That's the A side. Last week we played the B side, which was Sweet Freedom. You can get that at Wicked Cool Records and also at Bandcamp. Just Google Bandcamp, Wicked Cool Wicked Cool Records, or the Woggles. But we started things off with X-Men. And last show I had played New York Girls, and this week we played Sorry. So I told you a couple weeks ago we would probably play some more X-Men, and that's what we're doing. We're playing more X-Men. From their LP, Who Knew? From Twin Records. Not two-win disc, it's twin disc. I kind of messed that up a couple weeks ago, so I wanted to correct myself. Twin Disc Records, X-Men. Who knew? And the song was Sorry. And keeping with Sorry, I just had to play the Easy Beats from 1966 off the Parlophone label. George Young being one of the songwriters on that song. And keeping with the same thread going on here, the Easy Beats from Australia and George Young, we followed up with some AC/DC with TNT from 1976, because George Young was actually the producer and the brother of Angus Young and Malcolm Young. I believe the brother. Oldest brother? I believe so. I think so. At least that's what I thought I read. We'll keep going with that. But TNT from the album TNT, 1976, off of the Albert label. And with keeping with the Australian beat, we had the Bee Gees with Harry Braff. Now, I have to admit, when I first heard that song, Harry Braff, I thought they were saying chicken flag, not checkered flag. things you hear sometimes. But the Horizontal album, released back in 1968, off the Polydor, or Atco, if it was a United States release. And as I said, we finished up with some Woggles with Nothing More to Say. And a big thank you to our guest DJ, who was in the last set there, Nick Z from the West Coast. Reached out to him a couple weeks ago, said, hey, would you be interested? And he jumped right on it and said, yes. So thanks, Nick, for checking in to Strike the Box here. And hopefully you are enjoying today's show. And I have nothing more to say, so let's get back to the music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Nothing more to say.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Soda, pop, soda, pop. makes me flare. All she wants is potato chips. Potato chips, now what I see. She always flips when she gets her grip on a crunchy, munchy potato.
Championship Wrestling. My name is Vince McMahon, standing next to Bruno Sammartino, the living legend of professional wrestling. And this week, just as we had action last week, well, I'll tell you, it's an outstanding card.
McMahon, anytime you wear the championship belt as Ken Patera proudly wears the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt. That means that your opponent must come to you and take that belt from you. That is not going to happen. I don't care how big the man is. Ken Patera is ready. He's going to show you just what he's going to do and bring him down to size.
Rape!
Do the hammerlock.
to be able to go back into those days where you'd turn on Channel 56 at 11 a.m. and watch some championship wrestling, or go to the Garden and watch some wrestling at the Garden. I sure do miss some of those days. Anyways, we started things off, we finished up there with some Gorilla Monsoon with a Bunch of Jerks from the album The Long Arm of Professor Kitten Pants from 2017, Rumbar Records. I believe that has Allie as the lead singer before Stabby took over. But we did start things off with Soda Pop by The Incurables, and you can get that also off the Big Stir Singles, the 7th Wave CD. Off of, just go to Bandcamp, Big Stir Records. Potato Chip, The Shadows of Night, because it was, you know, I had Soda Pop, and by the way, we call it Tonic here. All right, if you're an old-timer like I am, it's Tonic. It's not Pop. God, it's not Pop. And it's not Soda either. The young kids might say Soda, but us old-timers, it's Tonic. What goes good with some Tonic? But some Potato Chips. And dug out a, which originally was a Flexi disc, The Shadows of Night. Yes, The Shadows of Night, who sang Gloria. The Flexi disc from 1967. It was, as I read here, a record was attached to Fairmont brand of potato chips that was distributed in the Chicago area as a promotion. So, Shadows of Night with their song Potato Chip from 1967. And then we did a little wrestling. The old theme song to championship wrestling, I believe from around 1980-81. Followed by The Crusher, the Ramones version, with C.J. Ramone singing lead vocals, and that's off of the Adios Amigos, their last LP back in 1995. And then The Crusher by The Cramps, their cover version of a song originally done by The Novaks. Cramps version released in 1981. The Novas, did I say Novaks? I meant to say Novas, but The Novas version somewhere around 60-something. So that's, yep, my ode to old-time wrestling. I don't have a lot of time. We're kind of squeezing as much music as we can, as we have here. So let me get to, I got some songs that I've been wanting to play the last couple weeks. And again, I just ran out of time. So Chris, stop talking so you can play some music. Okay, let's get back to the music.
Rock and roll music all night.
He's a bad
white boy.
He put thumbtacks in the teacher's chair, put chewing gum in the little girl's hair. Now, Junior, behave yourself. He buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand.
He's a bad boy.
Every time that he get, woo, he's off to the jukebox, man.
He's a bad boy.
He worry his teacher till the night she's ready to poop.
He's a bad boy.
A rocking and a rolling, spinning in the hula hoop.
Bad boy.
This rock and roll has gotta stop. Junior's head is hard as rock. Now, Junior, behave yourself. Behave yourself.
Now, if you're gonna stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, back you go.
Go away, daddy-o.
It's not much, much too early for me. I don't care about reading, writing, arithmetic, or history. I'm gonna walk to the corner, meet my little Marie. I'm gonna walk to the corner, meet my little Marie. Well, she's the only girl in this whole world who understands me. Well, she's sexy.
My little rock and roll queen, that's a little bit of squeeze that sand and shake it around you. Oh, my, 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 my. Dig that sand and shake it around you. Oh, my.
Finished up with some Dean Landau with Dance All Night. You can get that off the digital 4-pack that he has on Bandcamp. So check out Dean Landau on Bandcamp.com. Haven't played Dean for a little bit, so I was glad to return him to the show. Hopefully he's enjoying this week's show. Started off with some Sugar Snow, and I believe that Sugar Snow might know Kid Gulliver. Maybe. But we just played some Tall Trees off of from the Woodface Reimagined LP from 2019. Again, another one you can find on Bandcamp. And then some Larry Williams with Bad Boy, released on the Specialty 45 from 1959. I think Specialty may have also had Little Richard. Not sure, but played Larry Williams' Bad Boy because Nick Z reminded me about that song earlier in the show. And we followed up some Stray Cats with She's Sexy and 17, released from the Rant and Rave with the Stray Cats LP, 1983, off of EMI America. And then some Wanda Jackson, the Queen of Rockabilly, from 1961, I believe, with There's a Party Going On, and I think that's from the LP There's a Party Going On. We got lots of party going on here on Strike the Box with Chris. It is Wednesday night. I am trying to finish up this show. I got a few more songs to go. As far as the show, Strike the Box, haven't heard anything from the powers that be at WMFO, but hopefully in the next week or so I'll find out if we still have a show. I'm confident that we do, and hopefully we still have the same time slot. Thursdays 12 to 2 every other Thursday. But keep your fingers crossed. Check out the Strike the Box radio show group and page for any information. I will post it when it comes. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO MF 91.5 and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
Quasimodo predicted all this.
Who did what?
All these problems, the Middle East, the end of the world.
Nostradamus. Quasimodo's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, right. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus and Notre Dame. It's two different things completely.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Trash can?
Please, all that trash could easily catch fire.
Off the porch?
Cigarettes tossed into mulch and grass have started many fires.
Bucket of sand?
Perfect. Remember, put it out all the way, every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
is dead. Rocky is dead. Rocky is dead.
You know what that means? That means I have got to collect all my stuff up here and get on and moving. And go to bed, because it's late. It's late Wednesday night, and I've been working on this show for the last couple days, trying to get it done, and hopefully you have enjoyed it. I got a couple more songs to play, but let me just tell you what we just finished up with. We just finished up with The Who, with Long Live Rock. Yes, damn it, Long Live Rock. From 1972, off of the Odds and Sods LP. Started things out with some Rolling Stones with Ruby Tuesday from 1967. You can find that, it's a single, but also on the London collection, London Singles Collection, something like that. it's late and I gotta finish things up here. And some Devo with Freedom of Choice off of the Freedom of Choice LP, 1980 Warner Brothers Records. And we gotta make sure that we get out there and do our choicing, what we need to do. Also a single, Freedom of Choice, the B-side was Snowball. And as I said, I got a couple more songs to play. One of them has been edited, so there are a couple bad words that aren't supposed to be played. I have edited them out, so even if you think you hear them, you don't. It's your mind playing tricks on you. They have been edited out. But I heard the song couple weeks ago, and it's been rattling in my head for a long time, so I want to play it because I'm tired, and it just helps me give a smile on my face, followed up by some good old-fashioned Beatles. That'll be the last song for this week's show. As I said, I have not seen the schedule for the fall semester. Let's hope that Strike the Box is still on the schedule. Big thanks to Nick Z, who stopped in and gave me a set of songs to play. Good choice, Nick. Let's see if who might be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Anyways, keep the faith. Cousin Blassie, you can trust. I won't stop doing whatever till the last geek bites the dust. Good night, everybody. Or actually, good afternoon. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.
white punks are dope!
テトロンは帝人です。